First name Weselee, last name Bartee, date of birth 01-24-76, date of encounter 08-12-25, history of present illness, patient had his tent placed 2 months ago, has had continual discomfort ever since, has been utilizing nitro 2 to 3 times a day. He's not been lightheaded or dizzy or had arm pain or shortness of breath. He has been in the hospital twice since it's been placed by Dr. Patel. Each time Dr. Patel has seen him and done a CT and multiple lab works with no findings and discharged with a follow-up with Dr. Daniels, a cardiologist here in Cleveland. The patient states that he went to the appointment, but the clinic was closed and has not called the main clinic in Humboldt. I called the clinic in Humboldt and talked to the scheduling, and they stated that Mr. Wesley does not have an appointment with them. After discussion with Mr. Wesley, he stated he would rather go see Dr. Patel, even though it was a longer drive because of the history, and I agreed with him that he should see Dr. Patel, and that he would call Dr. Patel to make an appointment, because the last time he was discharged, Dr. Patel did tell him to follow up with either himself or another cardiologist, but he needed to have a follow-up. Next paragraph, medical history, AFib, angina. Next, surgical history, stent placement. Next, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next, social history, no ETOH, but does admit to tobacco use. Next paragraph, physical exam. Patient's awake, alert, and oriented, times 3, no acute distress noted. EENT exam is within normal limits. Neck is supple with no lymphadenopathy. Respiratory system is breast sounds clear, abdomen soft and untender. Cardiovascular system is regular rate and rhythm. No murmurs or gallops appreciated. Skin is without rash or lesions. Next paragraph, diagnosis, intercostal pain, unstable angina. Plan will provide 3 days of pain medication until he gets into his cardiologist, Dr. Patel, which is the plan. He will call Dr. Patel and schedule a follow-up appointment ASAP. And if he has chest pain, shortness of breath, or diaphoresis, to report immediately to the nearest emergency room. Patient is discharged in stable condition, advised to follow up as needed.